This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After all that, Obamacare remains the law of the land. President Trump's tweet this morning is now about watching Obamacare, quote, implode, then deal. Joining us from our health desk at WHYY is Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. So, Dan, how might the White House let, even encourage, Obamacare to collapse?
Well, the president's taken this sort of tack for a long time, David. You know, one thing he can do right off the bat is make it clear he's not going to fund these payments that people have been talking about for a couple of months. This is money that helps low-income consumers cover out-of-pocket costs. The money ultimately goes to insurers, and it's worth about $7 to $8 billion. Right now, these payments are tied up in a lawsuit that dates back to the Obama administration. So far, President Trump has been making these payments monthly, and he could stop them. If that happens, it's almost certain more insurers are going to leave the exchanges, and premiums will probably be jacked up.
Now, early this morning, the Senate blocked a move to repeal the individual mandate. That's where people must buy insurance or face a penalty. But the president could give people the room not to buy insurance still?
Exactly. You know, one of President Trump's first acts in office was to sign an executive order sending a signal he might not really enforce the penalty or give people lots of flexibility. So he could direct federal agencies to lay off, and this would pretty much have the same effect as not making those subsidy payments we were just talking about, which would chase insurers away and lead to higher premiums. One thing right now is that there are only about 40 counties in the country that are also at risk of not having insurers sell plans on the exchanges. Under Obama, health officials worked hard to solve these sorts of problems. If Trump really wants to let this implode, David, he can just take a don't do anything approach.
All right. Now, is there any reason to think that after 7 months or so, we may see an effort to actually fix Obamacare instead of letting it fall apart?
Yeah, there actually is. Republican Senator Lamar Alexander has said he wants to hold hearings on how to stabilize the market, and a number of other lawmakers have said similar things. At the end of the day, what this would mean is more certainty and really more money for insurers. Congress could fund those out-of-pocket payments. They could also add money to help underwrite the cost of really sick patients. So there are some options. One reason to think something actually may happen is that where there are lots of problems, they're in the red patches of the country. And so Republicans may be motivated to do something.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thank you.